this debacle that's unfolding, I'm privy to a lot of chatter and communication with sources. And over the weekend, one of my sources in the government told me that there's going to be a narrative change, that the White House is potentially preparing to declare an epidemic of sudden death, and that they might blame long COVID and potentially, believe it or not, climate change. That's being debated now in the halls of government. Whether they do it or not, it doesn't matter. But the reason why I put that tweet out, because I hear a lot of chatter, a couple things happened. One, we had the Monday Night Football incident, which raised the consciousness of the country. And then the Rasmussen poll, which came out, which suggests that the awareness of vaccine, sudden death and injuries is going bigger than I think most people think. So I think the establishment has to address the issue of sudden death and disability, and they're going to likely blame long COVID. And if they throw climate change in there, that would be even more comical.
I want to go, though, before I go to Dr. Malone, I want to go back to sudden death, because you have been bringing this up. Walk us through what they're seeing. Something, they have to have a narrative change. So the long COVID or climate change, they'll figure out something. But what is the math that they now know that they can't hide from? Walk us through what the reality is as far as you see it and personified in the mathematics about this issue of sudden death. And yeah, he's obviously, and I think you've had a couple more people today. And by the way, you had the Air Force Academy. You had the 21-year-old super healthy Air Force Academy cadet who was a football player just dropped dead. I mean, it's happening. It's so bizarre. It's happening all the time. But what does the math tell you that you think they're looking at and they understand they can't dance away from this anymore?
Yeah, in my book, Cause Unknown, I ended the book by saying they see what we see. And at this point, it's a cover up. But the numbers are getting so big and the awareness of this situation is starting to spread. Dr. Malone's book, The Lies My Government Told Me, my book, other people speaking on the issue, it's becoming too big to hide. And the most recent disability data as of December, it was up 100,000 over November. The high was in September, 33.2 million disabled, up 3.2 million since 2021 began. And of that, 1.7 million are employed. So whatever's going on is disabling the employed and most able-bodied amongst us. Obviously, I blame it on two things, mass vaccination program and job mandates. So the numbers are becoming large. They're affecting the economy, and it's becoming too big to hide. Funeral home companies are having issues like getting people in the ground. Insurance company losses are starting to take massive amounts of red ink. Lincoln Financial was down 30% last quarter on a horrendous write-off they had to do. They had to raise capital. So it's starting to emerge. It's becoming too big to hide. So they're going to have to, and this is why I decided to go out with that tweet or getter. They're going to have to change the narrative. And when I got that information over the weekend, it fit with what I was seeing, from my seat.
Is there any way to interpret the data, in your opinion, in professional opinion, that could lead one to believe that it's not from the vaccines, not from the mass vaccinations, not from the mandates about vaccinations, but it is something from the virus itself, sir? Not the solution to the virus, but actually the virus.
Well, that would mean that the virus is only affecting the employed more so than the general population. The math is pretty much in at this point. Something happened in 21 and 22, and it's been detrimental to your health to be employed, whatever the cause. So something is going on that's only really affecting disproportionately the employed and most able-bodied amongst us versus the general population. When we looked at the disability data as of November of 2022, we discovered that the employed of the country had a disability rate increase of 31% versus the general population of 8%. This is 16 to 64. Then we looked at not in labor force. Those are the people who left the labor force, most likely due to the fact they quit because they didn't want the jab or they were fired because they wouldn't take the jab. Their health outcome and their disability rate of change is only 4%. So if this is a virus, it's only going after the employed at this point, as far as we can tell. So that won't hold water in my book. Also, the group life policy holders are generally healthier than the average general U.S. population, as proven by the Society of Actuaries and prior studies. That relationship flipped in 2021. 40% excess mortality for 25 through 64 versus the general U.S. population of 32%. So as far as I'm concerned, this is a national security issue. I blame the vaccines. If it's not the vaccines, then what is it? Why aren't we talking about it?